Welcome back to Retire True North Radio. Our mission here is really simple. Cut through all the noise, help you navigate the tricky parts of retirement planning, and, well, unlock your financial potential. We're jumping into part two of our Hidden Threat series today. We're digging into those challenges that kind of sneak up on you, the ones that can derail your retirement if you're not watching out. Last time, remember, we touched on the rising cost of living, how things like groceries, energy, just basic stuff can really erode your spending power, even if you felt pretty secure today. We're tackling a different kind of threat, one that honestly surprises so many people when they finally stop working, the hidden tax trap. You'd think, naturally, okay, no more job, tax bill goes way down. But as we're about to unpack, that's often not the case, and it can be a really costly mistake to assume that.
It's such a common thought, though. So many people, they spend decades saving diligently, putting money into tax-deferred accounts like their 401ks or IRAs, and they genuinely think they've kind of shielded that money from the IRS forever. But really, the government just, well, deferred the tax. They're waiting.
Waiting until retirement to collect.
Exactly. So understanding when those taxes hit and how they hit, that's absolutely critical. We're going to look at why retirees can sometimes end up paying, believe it or not, far more in taxes than they ever thought possible. And maybe more importantly, what you can actually do about it now proactively.
Okay, let's really get into this whole unexpected tax reality in retirement. And let's explore some solid strategies to help you keep more of your hard-earned money, you know, where it belongs, in your pocket. So the big question first, how do retirees, people who aren't getting a regular paycheck anymore, how do they end up owing significant taxes? Where's the income coming from?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it really gets right to the core of the issue for almost Americans. For years, maybe decades, the main advice was save, save, save in those traditional tax-deferred accounts. Your IRA, your 401k, the government makes it pretty attractive, right?
Yeah.
You contribute pre-tax dollars.
Yeah.
So you get a tax deduction that year.
Feels like you're saving money right then and there.
It does. It feels like a win up front. Your money grows inside the account, tax deferred. It seems great.
But there's always a catch, isn't there? Especially when it comes time to actually use that money later on.
Exactly. That's the catch. Every single dollar you pull out of a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k in retirement, it's taxed.
Mm.
And it's taxed as ordinary income.
Ordinary income. Like just like getting paid from a job.
Precisely. Same tax rates.
Mm.
So if you've built up a really nice nest egg in those accounts, you've essentially just created a future stream of taxable income for yourself. Income you have to withdraw to live on. Some people call it a tax time bomb because that tax bill, it eventually comes due.
And it's not just those 401k and IRA withdrawals the IRS is looking at, right? There are other things that add to the tax bill too.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at the whole picture for a retiree,
It's
often way more complex than just those account withdrawals. The IRS also looks at your Social Security benefits. Depending on your other income, your provisional income, they call it a chunk of your Social Security, can become taxable.
Up to 85%, I've heard.
Up to 85%, yes. Then you've got capital gains if you sell investments, interest you earn maybe from bonds or savings accounts, dividends from stocks, any pensions you might have, rental income if you own property, any other investment income. It all gets added together.
Wow. So all these different streams.
They all contribute to your adjusted gross income, your AGI.
Mm.
And that AGI is what determines your tax bracket. It can easily push you higher than you expect.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You need money to live. So you pull from your IRA or 401k. That's taxed. Then your Social Security might get taxed. Plus taxes on dividends, interest. You could actually end up needing to withdraw more money than you need for expenses just to have enough left over to pay the taxes on those withdrawals.
You hit the nail on the head. That's precisely it. And that's where the real danger to your financial longevity kicks in. If you're not planning for this, these extra withdrawals just to cover taxes, they can speed up how fast you go through your savings significantly. You could potentially run out of money a lot sooner than you ever thought possible. It's like a hidden leak in your retirement bucket.
Man, that's sobering. And as if that wasn't enough to think about, I know you retirement experts talk about something called the tax torpedo. That sounds pretty bad. What is that?
The tax torpedo.
Yeah.
It's a particularly nasty trap. It mostly hits people who have a mix of income sources, especially Social Security, and those traditional IRA or 401k withdrawals. What happens is your withdrawals from those traditional accounts, maybe combined with some other income, push your total income up just enough.
Just over some threshold.
Exactly. Just enough to trigger a much higher percentage of your Social Security benefits suddenly becoming taxable. Like you might go from only 50% of your benefits being taxed to suddenly 85% being taxed.
Couch.
But wait, it can actually get worse than that.
How?
Well, this jump in your taxable income doesn't just affect Social Security. It can also push you into a higher marginal tax bracket for all your other income, too. So suddenly, every extra dollar you earn or withdraw above a certain point is taxed at a higher rate.
Okay, so higher rate on regular income.
Higher rate on regular income, potentially higher taxes on your capital gains, too. It might even trigger the net investment income tax, which is an extra 3.8% tax. But here's the part that really shocks people. This higher AGI, the one caused by the tax torpedo, it can actually increase your Medicare premiums significantly.
Wait, hold on. Higher income from my retirement accounts can make my Medicare cost more. Like, double it. That sounds like a nightmare if you're on a fixed income.
It is. It absolutely catches so many retirees completely off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare Part B and Part D premiums, they're means tested.
Meaning they're based on your income.
Right. Based on your income from typically 2 years prior. So an unexpected spike in your taxable income from withdrawals or other sources, it can trigger what's called an IRMAA.
IRMA.
Income-related monthly adjustment amount. It's an extra charge on top of your standard premium. And yes, depending on the income level, it can effectively double or even triple what you pay for Medicare. This is genuinely why it's not that uncommon for some people to find themselves paying more in total taxes and these related costs, like Medicare premiums, in retirement than they even did when they were working full-time, especially if they didn't plan for it.
It feels like a vicious cycle.
It can be. It can really erode your retirement security fast if you're not prepared.
Okay, that sounds incredibly daunting. Almost feels like the system stacked against you. But I know you always bring solutions to the table. You said earlier we actually have more control than we might think. How do we fight back? How do we disarm these tax traps?
Absolutely. And that's the key message here there, is good news. If you take action, if you use the right retirement tax planning strategies now, proactively,
yeah,
you could potentially save tens, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes over your whole retirement. It's all about understanding how to structure things, your assets, your withdrawals, to minimize that tax bite legally and effectively.
Okay, give us an example, maybe something concrete that, you know, isn't the first thing people usually hear about.
Sure. A really powerful strategy, and one that often gets overlooked, especially if your focus is just on lowering this year's tax bill, which is what many traditional accountants focus on, understandably.
Right, they're looking at the immediate picture.
Exactly. But for long-term retirement planning, you need a multi-decade view. So a strategy like a Roth conversion can be incredibly powerful. This involves strategically converting some, or maybe all, of your traditional IRA or 401k money into a Roth account.
Okay, Roth conversion. So you take money out of the tax-deferred bucket and put it in the Roth bucket. But don't you have to pay taxes right then when you convert?
You do, yes. You pay income tax on the amount you convert right now at whatever your current tax rate is.
So why do it? What's the big advantage?
Here's where it gets really powerful for the long term. Once that money is inside the Roth account, it grows completely tax-free. And then down the road, when you take qualified withdrawals in retirement, those are also 100% tax-free.
Okay. Tax-free withdrawals later.
Completely tax-free. Mm-hmm. So it's like choosing to pay the tax now, perhaps when tax rates are historically lower than they might be in the future, or maybe in years your income is lower, you're essentially paying the tax when it's on sale. And once you've paid that tax on the conversion, that specific pot of money and all the growth it generates over the years, the IRS can't touch it ever again. Not for you, not even for your beneficiaries who might inherit it. It's a permanent tax shield.
That does sound like a potential game changer. Can you maybe put some rough numbers on that just to help illustrate the long-term impact?
Sure. Let's think about a hypothetical. Imagine you've got, say, $250,000 in a traditional IRA today. Now, historically, the stock market has tended to double roughly every 7 years on average. Obviously, no guarantees, but let's use that. So in maybe 7 years, that $250,000 could potentially be worth $500,000.
Okay.
And in another 7 years after that, it might double again, potentially becoming $1 million a day. Now, here's the crucial question. Even if tax rates don't go up in the future, which many people think they might, would you rather pay income tax on the $250,000 today or pay income tax on $500,000 or even $1 million down the road when you eventually need to take that money out?
Yeah, when you put it like that, paying tax on the smaller number now seems a lot more appealing than paying potentially much higher taxes on a much bigger number later.
It often is. The difference in the total tax you pay over your lifetime could be absolutely staggering.
Makes sense.
And Roth accounts have another big plus. Unlike traditional IRAs and 401ks, Roth IRAs are not subject to required minimum distributions, or RMDs, during your lifetime, the original owner's lifetime.
Ah, the RMDs. That's where the government forces you to start taking money out, right? Age 73 now.
That's right. With traditional accounts, starting at age 73, the government mandates that you withdraw a certain percentage each year, whether you need the money or not. And of course, you pay taxes on those forced withdrawals. With a Roth IRA, you control when, or even if, you take the money out during your lifetime. That gives you incredible flexibility for managing your tax situation year by year in retirement, and it's great for leaving a tax-free inheritance, too.
That flexibility sounds huge, especially avoiding those forced taxable withdrawals. Are there other tactics, maybe besides Roth conversions, that can help lower the tax bill in retirement?
Oh, absolutely. The Roth conversion is a cornerstone for many, but it's just one tool in the toolbox. For instance, if you're over 70 and a half and you're charitably inclined, using qualified charitable distributions, or QCDs, directly from your IRA can be fantastic.
How do those work?
You can send up to $105,000 per year directly from your traditional IRA to a qualified charity. That amount can satisfy your RMD requirement for the year, but here's the key. It's not included in your taxable income, so it lowers your AGI, which can help you avoid that tax torpedo, potentially keep your Social Security taxes lower, and help keep those Medicare premiums down. It's a win-win if you're giving anyway.
That's clever.
There are other things too, like tax loss harvesting in your non-retirement accounts to offset gains, strategically deciding which accounts to withdraw from first, tax-deferred, taxable, or tax-free Roth accounts. That's called asset location and withdrawal sequencing. And of course, carefully coordinating your Social Security claiming decision with your overall withdrawal plan is vital. The main point is, the sooner you start looking at these options and building a comprehensive withdrawal and tax plan, the more choices you have, and frankly, the more money you could potentially save over the long run. It's about maximizing the life of your savings.
That's really, really smart advice. And it just highlights again how crucial that proactive, comprehensive planning is, especially around taxes. But like you said, lowering taxes, while huge, it's still just one piece of the overall retirement puzzle, isn't it?
That is absolutely right. Tax planning is critical, but it doesn't exist in a vacuum. What we consistently see makes the biggest difference is when you have a truly comprehensive, integrated plan. A plan that doesn't just look at taxes, but also includes strategies to, say, maximize your Social Security income, get the absolute most you're entitled to. A plan that addresses how you'll cover the potentially massive costs of healthcare in retirement, which, let's face it, can be one of the biggest expenses for many families.
Healthcare is a huge one.
Huge. And strategies to generate reliable, consistent income streams that you can count on, maybe even income you can't outlive. It's about making sure all these different parts fit together perfectly, like hand in glove.
So it's less about looking at each thing separately, taxes here, investments there, Social Security over here, and more about seeing how they all interact, like different instruments playing together in an orchestra.
That's a perfect analogy. Exactly. When all these pieces, your tax strategy, how you claim Social Security, how you plan for healthcare costs, how you generate income, when they're all designed to work together in harmony, the outcome, the whole, is genuinely greater than just the sum of its individual parts. Think about it like this. Imagine taking, say, $500,000 in savings, but because it's structured so efficiently, the retirement income and security it provides feels more like what you'd expect from $1 million.
Wow.
Or making $1 million feel like $2 million in terms of its actual purchasing power and how long it lasts you. That's the kind of difference, the profound impact, that having a truly integrated, holistic plan can make. It's about creating synergy, making your money work smarter and harder across the board.
That paints a really powerful picture for retirement. Definitely sounds like a more secure, more comfortable way to approach it. So, okay, for our listeners who are hearing this and thinking, wow, I want to know how much I could save on taxes, or how can I make my money go further, where do they start?
Yeah, that's always the next logical question, isn't it? How do you actually take all these concepts, taxes, Social Security optimization, healthcare planning, income strategies, and weave them together into a roadmap that's personalized just for you? That's precisely why, here at True North Advisors, we're making a special offer available to listeners of Retire True North Radio. We're offering a completely free, customized, true retirement plan.
A true retirement plan. What exactly does that involve?
Well, it's definitely not some generic computer printout. It's a personalized financial game plan. We craft it specifically for you, based on your unique financial situation, your goals, your concerns. This plan will include specific, actionable strategies designed for potentially reducing your taxes throughout your retirement years. It'll show you ways to optimize your Social Security benefits to get the maximum income. It tackles planning for those rising healthcare costs, looks at generating reliable income that lasts, and a lot more. Honestly, many financial advisors would charge thousands of dollars for this level of detailed, customized planning. But we're offering it to our listeners today at zero cost.
Zero cost. That's truly an incredible offer, especially given how complex all this is.
We really believe everyone deserves this kind of clarity heading into retirement. Our goal here is to do the heavy lifting for you, to take these complex financial ideas and translate them into a clear, straightforward, actionable roadmap. We want you to be able to see very clearly what's realistically possible for your retirement savings and the kind of lifestyle you can achieve. It's really about empowering you with knowledge and specific strategies so you can move forward feeling confident.
Discover how you could potentially make your money go significantly further in retirement. Get your free, customized True Retirement Plan from True North Advisors today. Just go to retiretruenorth.com. That website again is retiretruenorth.com. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into the hidden tax threat in retirement, and more importantly, the powerful strategies you can use to overcome it.
Yes, we really hope this conversation has given you a clearer picture, not just of the potential challenges, but crucially, the immense opportunities that exist when you engage in proactive, integrated planning.
And as you think about what we've discussed today, maybe consider this. In a world where every single dollar really counts towards your long-term retirement security, what unexpected sources of financial leverage, what efficiencies might you uncover by looking at your retirement holistically as one unified strategy instead of just a bunch of separate accounts or products? What shifts, maybe even small ones, could you start making today to build a more resilient, more tax-efficient financial future for yourself? Join us next time on Retire True North Radio as we continue helping you build a confident and prosperous retirement.